there's your cabbage right there. You don't have to do anything. I mean, it's your crouch. You don't have to do anything else to it.
Yeah. Little red vegetables you raise with kind of red cover on them?
Reddish.
Huh?
Raise a lot of reddish.
Yeah. And what about, you know, then the stuff you chop up and make sure?
Not all radishes are round and red, you know.
Yeah.
Some
I didn't know that.
Some radishes are white, long, you know, built like a carrot.
Hmm.
And they're white, clear looking. And we raise both kind.
Okay. Now, something, you know, that thing with a strong odor brings tears to your eyes. Raise them?
Onion?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have.
What about the little young fresh ones?
Well, the white onion, usually that's what your plant. You get that from your plant.
Mm-hmm.
Usually you buy the plant is the one that gives you your best onion. That's the round, flat onion, white onion. It's what's called the delicious.
Yeah.
And of course the bulb, the little yellow bulb, it's that real hot onion. And of course you can buy the purple onions too if you want. We raise them all. I mean, it's just whatever suits our fancy, you know, we get after.
Okay, Billy, what sort of fruits might you raise here? Do you raise any? I mean, can you get anything to grow here?
Not really, not many. You mean tree fruit?
Yeah. What do you know about then?
Oh, well, you can grow a little, we don't really go out for growing much fruit, but we usually, not down here in this area. Of course, you get on up around Lake Vittish and down through there and you have peach orchards. It's usually on this light loam soil. You gotta have a certain type of soil to grow peaches.
Yeah. The inside of the peach is the...
Oh, I know what to call it. Oh.
Well, you got two types of peaches?
Cling and mostly around here we have cling and what we call the Alberta peach.
Yeah.
The Alberta peach is the big, big oval peach. It's real juicy. And it'll, the seed, you can just split it and the seed will just, it'll just fall right out of it. But this cling peach, you know, it's a...
It's a free seed peach.
Yeah.
Free stone peach.
I don't want to, anyway, the seed to come out of it real... I've heard mother call it, but I can't.
Yeah. Clings, plum peach or clear stone peach or
something.
Clear
seed.
Okay.
Like
now, did you ever take any kind of fruits and would you dry them or?
No, we never dried any fruit, but canning. What you talking about? I mean, my God, lots of times we'd go. Down here at around Lake Village, and we'd buy as high as 5, 6, 7 bushel of peaches and can them. In fact, we just done that the year before last. And boy, we had quart jars of peach halves, sliced peaches.
Yeah.
I get a big kick out of going down there and picking them myself. You know, get on your little tractor and y'all get out through the peach orchards there and you pick your trees out, you know, he'll tell you pick here and afford not to do it, you know, but I just like to do it and get a kick out of doing things like that. It's different.
Okay, now you got any of those little fruits that are grown in Florida, you know, little...
Nah, well, now I've seen plum around here. I'll tell you what I've seen grow domestic around here.
Yeah.
I've seen a few.